Hello, the internet. I'm here with my good friend Stuart at the Woking Beer Festival. Say hello, Stuart.
Morning.
And yeah, it is. It's just the arm is just over. The sun is just over the yard arm. And Stuart has
it's no longer alcoholism.
It's still borderline alcoholism. So, Stuart, what beer do you have here?
This is a Spanked Monkey.
You dirty bastard.
Technically, it's half a Spanked Monkey, which is probably worse.
Tell us a little about Spanked Monkey.
It's chili and ginger spiced, for some reason.
And how does that make you feel?
Warm.
So, everyone else has tried this, so I'm now going to try this chili and ginger beer. I'm not a big fan of ginger, but it does smell a little like a condiment you'd find at a good Indian restaurant. And, it does taste like someone's taken a lager and what did we decide the international measure of spiciness was?
Scoville units.
So there's a couple of Scovilles in there, but
not masses.
And the good thing is the lager kind of cancels out the spiciness after a while.
I imagine the more you have, the more it cancels out as well.
So what you're saying is you could drink this beer indefinitely.
Yeah, but it'd be like having a beer and a curry in one glass, wouldn't it?
You say that like it's a bad thing.
See your point, it's quite efficient.
It's extremely efficient, seeing as we're in a recession, and frankly I think this is something that the working classes in general could really benefit from.
There we have it, on that bombshell, the official government policy is make the working classes drink beer which tastes of curry. Thank you, the internet.